The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you wanna mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you wanna jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run. Yeah.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Thank you for joining me. Here we are, just over halfway through the NFL season. We've got the Bengals coming out of their bye week into the home stretch. And look, there were some mistakes at the beginning of this year, right? We all know they dropped a couple games early they shouldn't have dropped. In fact, really all the games they dropped they shouldn't have. I think they were in position, you know, they should have been able to beat Baltimore. They made some mistakes there. And even with the Browns, like, look, we look at the Cleveland game, and people are, I kind of take some heat for saying, like, that they screwed that game up, because you look at the scoreboard, and you're like, well, no, they got blown out, but they screwed it up because games often come down to a couple of plays, and a lot of times those plays are at the end, right? And, you know, when we look at the Baltimore game, and we say, you know, the fourth down on the goal line, like in the play calling on the goal line, and you can pinpoint that and be like, well, the game was on the line, they needed to make those plays. But sometimes those big plays occur earlier in the game. And, you know, when you look at the Browns game, look, it's a little bit fluky when balls get tipped and stuff, but like they were driving the ball pretty well. And the Myles Garrett tip interception on that first drive, they really needed to come out and score right away, you know, and that kind of escalated from there. You know, I believe it was 3-and-out in the next series, and they really weren't able to do well on second downs in that game. And I think that was the biggest problem is they were bad on second down, which put them in bad situations on third down. And so, of course, they weren't converting them. They weren't able to really keep drives alive there. So, to me, they screwed that game up with just a couple little plays, a couple little things, but it was early on that they screwed it up, and they put themselves in a hole, because when you're playing the Browns, look, the Browns are not a very good football team, all right? I don't think they're very good, but they are very good at running the football, right? And when you play them, allow them to have a lead, right? You're putting yourself in a bad situation, in a terrible matchup for the Bengals, where now your offensive line that was a bit sketchy at the beginning of the year is starting to come together. They have to pass protect all the time against Myles Garrett. Not a good situation, right? Myles Garrett is definitely their best player. You know, their best player on offense is Chubb. And Chubb can run free if they have the lead, right? So you really played right into their hands with the way that game flowed. And I think there were some... It's funny, because Zach Taylor gets so much crap about game management and play calling. And honestly, that was the worst game for both of those for him. I think a lot of times I think it's, whatever, you know, like it's like more of a judgment call. But like there were some bad calls, some bad things that happened in that game from a game management standpoint. So here's the point I'm trying to make, right? They screwed that game up too, right? They screwed up the Steelers, Cowboys, Ravens, right? They screwed all these games up. So that puts you where you're at 5-4, which isn't terrible, all right? You're one game back in the division, which isn't terrible. Now, what I've heard a bunch all right, is people talking about, well, the Ravens have the easiest schedule in the NFL and the Bengals have the hardest schedule in the NFL, all right? Well, I don't really know about that, right? Because number one, these are all NFL teams, all right? Everybody's playing an NFL team, right? You can win every week. So I try not to get caught up in that stuff. Now, are the Bengals playing some better teams than the Ravens? Yeah, absolutely they are. Do they have a tougher road? Yeah, absolutely they do. But I don't think the Ravens are as good as people think they are. I think that defense is not great. And that's always been what they've hung their hat on. And, you know, they're passing the ball really well. I'm a Lamar believer, all right? They don't quite have the tools they should have for him, though. And they're not that great. I don't think they're real contenders, right? I think they're beatable, and I think they're beatable even by the not great teams that they're playing. So let's talk about the rest of the season, okay? So you were down one game, okay? And obviously you're screwed up as far as tiebreakers because you're 0-3 in your division right now. So first things first, you got to win in the damn division, right? But you've got to win, and you've got to make up that one game, all right? You play the Ravens again in Week 18. So by the end of Week 17, you've got to be tied up with the Ravens, and then you control your own fate, okay? So right now, you don't control your own fate. Right now, you are waiting for the Ravens to fuck it up, and I think that they will, all right? I think that they will. I do not see them sweeping the rest of the year, regardless of who they are playing. Now, let's look at the Bengals schedule here, okay? So you've got to win in your division, number one. Like, it's important to be able to do that. Number two, they're not the best teams, right? These are the teams that you should be able to beat, all right? That includes the Steelers. The Steelers are never an easy out. I said it going into week one, and nobody freaking listened to me, all right? But the Steelers are never going to be an easy out. And now you're going to whatever that stadium is called now. You're going onto their turf. You got a healthier Joe Burrow than you had last time around. You got an offensive line that's starting to play a little better. You got a run game that's starting to click a little bit better. You don't have Cheeto. That stinks. You don't have DJ. That stinks. They got Larry. That's going to make things a little rough. So, again, like, it's a little bit of a tough matchup, but like, you got to be able to go out there. You got to be able to score. You got to be able to make things happen against that defense. All right, cover two is not this mystery that we made it out to be at the beginning of the year. Like, you can figure it the F out, right? So they got to be able to beat the Steelers, right? That's coming right out of the gate. And then you got to be able to beat the Browns, right, who aren't very good. As I said before, I don't think they're a great football team. They're going to have Watson back at that point, I believe, but who cares, right? He hasn't played football forever, and he just got there. Let's not crown him. Right? Let's not just assume he's going to be amazing out of the gate, because we've seen quarterbacks move before and not be so good, right? We've seen quarterbacks take time off and not be so good when they come back. So don't expect him to come out swinging and think that they're this world beater. You should be able to beat that football team, even with him. Now, it's going to be harder because now you get the lead and take away Chubb, and you got a guy who can do some things, who's going to have some opportunities, and you don't have your number one corner. Well, that all sucks, but you're still going to do it, right? Like, because you know what? We're talking about winning the division because you need to win the division, right? Because that's the best way to set yourself up. But it's the best way to set yourself up to win the Super Bowl. That's what we're talking about. That's the conversation at this point. So I don't want to, like, talk about, we're going to struggle with the breath. Well, no, F that. Like, you got to figure that shit out. Because if you want to be a competitor, you got to stop acting like prey, all right? Start being a freaking fighter. Start being a freaking competitor. So they got to be able to beat that team, all right? Obviously, they have to beat the Ravens. I don't think their defense is nearly as good as it has been in the past. I think they can beat that team. I think they screwed it up the last time. They can beat that damn football team. They got to get to that game and be in position to win. They got to make sure that game matters at the end of the year, okay? So after Pittsburgh this week, you've got Tennessee, Kansas City, all right? Now, Tennessee, Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, those are your toughest games, all right? Buffalo's number one. Tennessee is right up there with Kansas City and Baltimore, right? I think Tennessee is always good. Like, they're always good. Like, they're just not what we want NFL teams to be, right? They don't have the trigger man. Well, maybe, you know, we'll see how Malik comes along, but, like, they don't have the trigger man. They don't have the dude. They got Ryan Tannehill. He's not sexy, right? He's not sexy. All right, so they went in a really not sexy way, which, again, isn't a great matchup for the Bengals, right? They've got to get ahead. They've got to neutralize, Derrick Henry in that way a little bit. But, like, that's what that head coach's job is, right, is to set up that game plan, to control the flow of the game and to manage the game properly. So that's going to be a really tough game. That's going to say a lot. And look, I get it. Like, I was the one a couple years ago when they weren't very good, and I predicted that they were going to beat Tennessee, who was pretty good at the time. And obviously they beat them in the playoffs last year. I know they have a good track record against this team. I'm just saying, don't look past them. Okay? Kansas City is Kansas City. Like, what was he going to say? All right, they don't have Tyreek. They still got the sick of Mahomes. They still got Kelce. All right? We all know how good those guys are. I don't think that defense isn't very good, all right? So, like, then you get into, you get into a shooting match with them, and, like, you figure that out, and you've won it in the past, all right? Obviously, they swept them last year, but guess what? Just like the Ravens were pissed coming into this year, right? Like, Kansas City fans were pissed about that, too, and Kansas City Chiefs are pissed about that, and, like, they're not looking past you, right? They're going to come to fight, and Andy Reid's going to have a plan together. So you got to earn it. Like, you got to earn it as players. You got to earn it as coaches. You got to figure it out. Not going to be an easy game, okay? Boom, gets into Cleveland after that. Then it gets into, after that Cleveland game, the two easiest non-divisional games that they have left, which it's freaking crazy to say this, but Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Bill Belichick's New England Patriots are the most winnable non-division games that they have left this year. Those are winnable games. Like, the Bucs aren't playing very well. They can't run the ball. Brady's doesn't look great right now. That is very much a winnable game. And again, you're competing for a championship. You got to be able to go down there, and you got to be able to knock that team off. And then you come up here to New England. I should be at that game on Christmas Eve, on that Saturday. And look, the Patriots are probably going to be in the hunt for a wild card spot at that point. They're going to be fighting. Belichick's going to have a plan. And, like, again, it's one of those teams you can never count out, because they've got the brains, and they've got the system and the pedigree, so to speak. So you can't count them out. So, tough game there as well. All right, and then that gets you to right before Baltimore, you play Buffalo on a Monday night, I believe. And, look, that's going to be a tough one too, right? By the way, Tampa Bay, New England, that's less than a week, because that New England game, to get it away from Christmas, is on Christmas Eve, on the Saturday. So, tough span there. And then you come around to Baltimore for a primetime game there. Or, sorry, Buffalo. And, look, Buffalo, I got to get into the Eagles a little bit more. Like, the Eagles, obviously, are very good. Buffalo might be the best team in the NFL right now. They are the best team in the AFC. They were the best team in the AFC last year, all right? And they just screwed it up. They just found ways to screw it up. And I'm not just talking about going overtime against the Chiefs. I don't care about the overtime rules. Bengals figured it out. Good teams figure it out, right? Like, you had a chance in regulation, all right? And you got to figure it out if you don't win the coin toss. You put yourself in that situation. So, no excuses, play like a champion. But the point I'm trying to make here is, like, they screwed up during the year, too. Like, they were tempted, like, man, they're going to run away with the division. And they didn't. And then they did, and then they didn't, right? They got beat by New England, and they came back and beat the crap out of New England. And it was like, oh, is this that moment for them, right? But I don't trust them. Right, just like I don't trust Pittsburgh to lose, I don't trust Pittsburgh to be bad, I don't trust New England to be bad, even when they should be. I don't trust Buffalo to be the world beaters that I think they really, really should be. Okay, so they are a very talented team, but I think they will provide you with opportunities. I'm gonna have my mentions flooded about this. The Bengals have better coaches than they do. Like they do. They can outcoach them. And they're gonna freaking need to, right? But that's gonna be a huge game because that's gonna be the one, right? That's gonna be the one that matters, that tells you at the end of the day, because they all matter, right? And that's gonna be the one that's gonna say, hey, what is this Baltimore game all about? Baltimore's gonna be watching that game, trying to figure out if they're resting their starters the following week. Like it's gonna come down to that game, and then it's gonna come down to the Baltimore game. Okay, so that's what we're looking at. Now, again, you look at Baltimore's home stretch, and it's not as good. And honestly, like I think it's the divisional games, right, for them. Like I talked about how the divisional games are the easier ones for the Bengals, but I really think when you look at the Ravens, are they beat Pittsburgh twice good? I don't know. They play Pittsburgh twice. Like they haven't played them yet. Can they knock off Pittsburgh twice in the last half of the year? I really don't know if they can. Again, because I don't trust the Steelers to lose. They've got the pedigree, they got the build, right? They don't have the trigger man yet. They don't have everything that they need. But man, they figure some shit out, all right. And I hate them, but Mike Tomlin is not, everything that everybody looks for in a coach, but he's a hell of a football coach. There's a reason he's been there for a long time, because he figures shit out. So, I don't know. Like, maybe they pull off one of those games. I don't know if they can beat that team twice. And Browns with Deshaun, all right? Again, another divisional rivalry thing. Can the Browns knock them off in that situation? Again, I'm just saying I don't know if they can get past all those games. I don't know if they can. I think they're going to screw it up, and they're going to create a window for the Bengals if the Bengals are ready to make the sweep or ready to make a run. They look like they're gearing up, right? They finished on a high note coming in to the bye week here, all right? Like they already screwed it up against the Browns. Like I said, like they'd be in position and we'd be tied. They'd just be about staying even, right? Now you gotta hope for a little bit of luck, and Baltimore screwing it up. But like, that's how I look at it. Let's not punt on the damn division, right? Hey, they were 5-4 last year, like, and then they went to the Super Bowl. Let's not punt on the division. I think they can make a run. It is not about, like, yes, the September date games suck. Yes, that's why you're in a tougher position right now. Okay, those games don't necessarily determine what you do. They just determine how hard it's going to be for you to get there. All right, and it's not about what type of team you are in September. All right, it's about what type of team you can develop into. All right, and be in December. All right, and that is a matter of development and learning tough lessons, but it is also a matter of being healthy. Okay, and I think that the Cheeto thing sucks. Looks like they're getting Reader back soon. Looks like they're getting Chase back soon. Fan-freaking-tastic, right? They're not perfectly healthy, but I think they're relatively healthy, right? Losing your best quarter obviously stinks, but they're going to be relatively healthy if they're able to get those couple of guys back. And I honestly think that's a testament to this staff as well. People complain about them not playing people in the preseason. I think that's all part of it. I think it's part of load management, even going back to playing a long season last year and planning on playing a long season this year. All right, you're trying to maintain these guys. That's something that Marvin Lewis was terrible at, right? Marvin Lewis, it was a strategy, fair enough, but man, he would work those guys trying to get them ready to go. And like they'd always get to the playoffs and they'd be down a bunch of guys and they wouldn't be able to freaking perform. That was a big part of why they couldn't do shit in the playoffs, because they'd be missing guys, and they always seemed to lack depth, right? So I think you look at it from that perspective, and look, like I just saw something about the Chargers, and how banged up the Chargers. The Chargers are always banged up, right? Just like the Bengals, traditionally have always been banged up. Guess what? The Bengals haven't been that banged up overall since Zach Taylor came to town. I think it's a management load management scenario. Like, because when you look at Is there some luck involved with injuries? Sure. Okay? But when your luck is good over the long term, it's not luck, right? There's something else going on. And when your luck is bad over the long term, same thing, right? Something else is going on. So let's not talk about like, hey, well, you know, they're not, they got lucky with injuries and, that's why the whole Baltimore thing was BS last year. It's like, well, freaking don't have so many injured players, right? Be smarter about how you train. Be smarter about how you treat your guys. Like, it's one thing when it's one thing. Like, man, like, if Lamar gets hurt, all right, and I wouldn't wish that on him, all right, even though it would be very good for the Bengals, right? But Lamar gets hurt, I get it. That's going to F up your season. Just like it's happening to Burrow, God forbid, right? Knock on wood. That's going to F up your season. But I'm just talking about, like when you mean, like, all these cumulative things and all these people, like, yeah, that's partially on you, right? Because those things don't, when they snowball like that and it happens consistently, there's something else going on there, right? It's not witchcraft, all right? There's something else going on there. All right, I'm going long. This is kind of a long podcast for me. I usually keep this thing real short. But that is my state of the franchise conversation here on the Coach Speak, for rather than my own podcast. That's how long it went. I am Ed Minnick. Thank you for tuning in. Who dat? Yeah, we coming for what's ours. Yeah, we coming.